Hey guys, this is Terry Latham calling in from Dripping Springs, Texas. My wife and I have been part of this company of ASEA, and the 6 years come this November, and what a ride it has been, guys. It's not only the income we've made and the success we've seen with the products, but it's also the friends that we've been acquainted with and continue to do so. A lot of big things are coming. Just over a year ago, we really set the bar really high by the new studies when it comes to the gene studies, which we saw a 30% growth immediately after the conference. When you look in December, when most companies kind of go a little bit, they rest a little bit but what happens? People tend to get ready for Christmas and do all the right stuff, but we broke all records in company history, and then we turn on broker at all records again in January, again in February, March. And guys, it continued to do so, and went to another time when people tend to relax. July 4th, it's a great time. That's right in the middle of the week that people take the week off. And we had our biggest week on record at that time as of yet. And we broke our record by over 2 million in that 1 week, guys. And we continued to do this. At the end of the convention, we released new products. And guys, it keeps on the snowball. Now, I've got a good friend of mine. Y'all saw the email that came out, and Dr. David Silverman and myself kind of come from the same background, with the exception of this guy's medical and I'm more business, but we did come from the same company before. But when it comes to building a network, nothing was ever handed. We built this by the sweat of our own brow by doing the activities we had to do. But I've always admired Dr. Silverman from his work ethic. Not only that, his integrity from what he's been able to do. He is an ambassador diamond in the company, also in the Millionaires Club. And just like I said, just a guy I like to consider a great friend, and I'm glad that he's able to take a chance to come on to the call tonight. So, Dr. Silverman, do we have you?
You got me. Did you say you're glad I took a chance to come on? Why? What are you going to do to me, Terry?
Well, I'm about to open up the lines. Just open it up, man. I don't know if you saw that UFC fight this past weekend, but here it's on.
I'm ready. I got my mouth guard in. Go ahead.
So, I mean, look, you're adding a lot of people. We're adding a lot of people. Got a lot of big things starting to happen. With your background, just if you don't mind, kind of get a snapshot of your background, your journey in ASEA, where you see that we are today. I mean, kind of give us a painted picture for us, if you don't mind, as we get started.
Sure, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Terry. Appreciate it. And you know, you and I, we joke around a lot. We're good friends. And our wives, and we're all going to be in Ireland next year. I mean, next year, this Saturday we're going to be in Ireland.
That'd be Friday.
No, I guess we'll be in Hawaii next year. That's where we're going to be.
Yeah.
But the next year we're going to have a lot of our team members on the trip with us because things are starting to pop. It's like we're old enough to remember, you know, Jiffy Pop, when you put the popcorn on the stove and nothing's happened. It's kind of like in the microwave too. And then you hear a couple pop and a few more pop, and it starts speeding up, and then it's like this explosion. You know, and we're finally at the point where the stuff is popping, like all over the place. And it's great because we stuck it out. I mean, the company went through some growing pains. They had to change IT. They had to change different things, but the infrastructure's in place. Everything's ready now. And God, I'll tell you, you remember a few years ago when the IT wasn't running great, we didn't want this to happen. We didn't want the popcorn to start flying because we knew the company wasn't going to be able to handle it. But, man, they're ready to handle it now, and it's exciting. And we've been on a similar path the whole way through, and it's fun to be on the path with good people. So, you know, my background's podiatry and foot surgery. I got introduced to this 8 years ago in December by my friend Debbie Wetzler, who didn't know that my dad was sick. I was not really approachable about the business, but I had a need. My dad had a prostate issue, so that was my initial entree into this. I looked at the business several months later and got involved on a real part-time basis and went over 3 years part-time, and then December of 15, it was just January of 15, I went full-time in it, and it's a labor of love for me. You know, I've worked hard. You've worked hard. Those of who come in and say, "Oh, gee, look at the ambassador diamonds and presidential diamonds," like, Wow, they're lucky. Look at them. We paid our price, and you and I have discussed it. You and I have talked about it, Terry, over the years. We really have, and we were wondering when was this day going to come? The day when the wheels are greased and things are rocking, and it is really, really exciting. It's exciting to see people come in and be blown away by the product like they've always been. I mean, every time someone gets on this product, if they got blood sugar problems or breathing problems or a kid who's been pulled out of mainstream school because they labeled something that his brain doesn't function right or whatever, it's a gift. I would say it's a gift to humanity. It's exciting to see that every day since I started with this. But now we're starting to see people come in from a business, and because the infrastructure set up, like stuff that you do for your team, I mean, you're selfless. You do so much. You and your team and Leland and Maureen, you guys just do so much. And there are a lot of good teams, but you've set it up so people can move fast. And you're seeing people move faster than you did, faster than I did, and I'm seeing it too on my team. And it is really, really exciting. It's exhilarating. And I know the product, I think, keeps my cells young, but this business keeps my mind young because I am jacked up. I just turned 58. I feel like I'm 25. Wendy will tell you I act like I'm 14, and that's just the way it's going to be.
So, Dr., look, we had the liquid in the beginning, right? And this is going back. And when we first started, we knew that people – they needed to give it 30 days, where in 30 days, 50% of the people would get a result. And in 90 days, 90-plus would get a result. Then came the gel. And that was around anti-aging. And then we started to discover a whole new area where this thing's really starting to make a massive impact. And then, of course, we got that skincare, which is insane. And I'm not the best at that stuff, but I know it's in a huge amount. And then now we bring the Ciavia. I don't know what you're hearing at that. I didn't get a chance to ask you, but we're starting to hear a lot of big testimonials out there. What is the journey through the products and what we're starting to see meant? I mean, because you were part of it in the beginning with the liquid, right? Just the Acetyl Redox, I should say.
Yeah.
So gel, how did the gel start to change stuff? Let's start there. How did that start to change?
Well, when the gel came out in 14, and up until then, there were no double-blind real studies. Like, we have a genetic expression study now on the drink. And the drink, we would tell people, be on it for 90 days. And I said, I'll do my best to get you a result within 30. And it's 4 ounces a day for a week if you're not seeing any changes in any part of your body. You assess everything first, but after 7 days you're not seeing changes, you have to commit to drink 8 ounces a day. And by doing that, if people track their progress, I'd say probably 70% of people will know it's working by day 30. But that leaves 30 that have to wait longer. But when the gel came out, and it was like, okay, good, we can rejuvenate our skin, because we used to spray the drink on our face. I mean, I don't know if you remember that, but that's what we used to do. And Wendy would get a burn, and she'd soak her finger in it in the kitchen, or a cut or something, and amazing stuff. But then somebody mentioned that it worked for pain, and we don't make any medical claims, but the way I had heard it, a woman was putting it on her face and she happened to have a migraine. So she's putting it on her forehead, and all of a sudden her migraine stopped. And so we're like, well, wait a minute, how could it do that? So then we thought for a while, for several months, that it was like, hey, about 50% of people are going to get results for things that hurt within about, 10 minutes or so. And then I heard somebody, I think it was Chuck Gates, say, no, if you do it more, the percentage goes up. So we started experimenting with it, and we settled in on, hey, you got something that hurts, and put it on 3 times in 5 minutes. By the 10th minute, 90% of people are going to have results, and that's huge, Terry. I know your team is really leveraging that, and we are too, because it gives us a huge advantage over other opportunities. I'm just talking opportunities right now, because to get an immediate effect on 90% of people that happen to have that problem called hurting, which not everybody does, but a lot of people have something that doesn't feel perfect. It could just be a stiff neck from working at a computer or a carpal tunnel area problem or a menstrual cramp or something. But to know that you've got 90% chance that you are not going to have egg on your face, take your shot. I mean, then you got people that aren't skeptical saying, show me studies. They're investigating it not to see if this stuff is real and looking at the stupid sites that are trying to sell something else. They're saying it's salt water or they're run by people that are tied to pharmaceutical companies. They're looking up information to see why did it work, and if they're entrepreneurial, hey, tell me more about this company. So I think the gel, of all the things we have, I think that it's not the most important product. I think the drink is the most important product, but the gel can be because that's what opens people's minds. And then now we've been waiting for them to introduce nutrition because 80% of ASEA associates take nutritionals because there is no nutritional value in ASEA. And so where are they getting it? And well, they weren't getting it from ASEA because we didn't have it. We wanted them to have it, and they waited and waited and waited, and now I know why, because they wanted to do it as perfectly as they possibly could. I mean, nothing's ever perfect, but the fact is these products are impactful products. We're getting incredible testimonials from all the products. I have my own on Biome, just incredible. And it's not, the biome's not just a skin thing. I mean, you're going to see mental issues, skin issues, because the gut is such an important thing, and we're all eating things, ingesting things that are killing the flora in our gut. We have it all now. And when Jerem was up on stage at convention, and he was rolling it out, and he was talking about the size of the nutritional market, how it dwarfs the redox market, because nobody knows what redox is. People know what nutrition is. It's an enormous market. He said, you know, but that's half the picture. These companies, some of them have really bad products. Some of them have good products. Some of them have great products. Very, 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 very few have this level of product that we have. But he said, and the ones that do, that's only half the story. And he said, they can't have the other half, which is redox, because we have it. So we've really got it all. And, you know, I was just on Cindy and Bo's call, and we're just talking about where are we. They asked me, where are we now? Where are we going to be? I got to tell you, you know, there's only been one company, network marketing company, that's done $10 billion a year, and they still do it. And there's only one. That's the Big A. And when I saw what this product did for my dad and for the first dozen people I got it on, and then I saw the patents, and I saw the people that ran the company, and I saw where we were, and I saw the percentage of people in this world that know anything about this yet, man, I knew that this was going to be over a $10 billion company. And people, they look at the numbers now and say, well, how can you say that? They did 84 million last year, and they did 80 million before that. How do you figure that in 3 to 5? How are they going to be $1 billion in 3 to 5 years, and then 10 billion in the next 10? Like I say, we've been waiting for this moment to come, to go from 80 million to 84 million to this year to do 130 million. We just broke a record last month. We're in it. We're in the storm right now, and it feels really good, Terry. I'm glad you're on the ride here.
Well, you know, and let's go back, because you said something. Now, and my way is always for myself, and I always have fun, say, look, I'm from Dripping Springs, Texas, and it's 1,400 people, but there's 10,000 people show up to a football game. So
right.
Put that together, right? So, but I've always gone off experiences and testimony, and that's how I've always built. And when it comes to the CIVIA, what we just released, and we know the details about the technology and the product, but you just said something, and I was talking to Alan Noble just the other day, and he said he was taking more of the stuff. So I said, really? So I started to do that. I got to tell you, some of the things you just said kind of resonate with me, a sense of clarity, of course, a deeper sleep. Now, guys, that was my biggest product experience on ASEA in the beginning. But the combination of both the nutrition with the redox, it's amazing what I'm starting to see. If you don't mind, and I need to let you get, because I know you and I both been on the phone all day, but you said something about the biome and that in particular, what we're starting to see. How big is this now, and what should people look to see?
Well, I was talking to Alan last week, and he's slipping out. He's slipping out over the Life Max, and I'm loving that too. but I got to tell you, the biome, I told the story on the stage and in convention. You're recording this, so I'm going to keep it kind of clean. But I've had stomach problems for decades, and And some people, they don't go enough, and some people go too much. I just kind of went too much. And it was just the way it was. And, you know, once in a while I'd be like, well, that was fairly normal, but usually it's not, almost every day. And we got on the biome. I was at the medical professional meeting the day before convention started. It was on Tuesday. And they gave it to us. And I'm like, well, I'm going to go ahead and start taking this stuff. And the next day, I had an effect. And I'm like, oh, that's a coincidence. And then the next day, the same thing happened. And it's pretty powerful. And as powerful as Redox is and all the things that it does, it doesn't do everything. And now, you know, I told my team, you know, when they start ASEA, we tell them to fill out that health benchmark form, track every little thing in your health when you start drinking ASEA and putting the gel on, take pictures of your skin, how's your sleep, how's your energy, you have any mood problems, focusing problems, breathing problems, eye problems, libido problems, weight, sugar problems, just baseline everything and track it. And when I saw what the biome did for me, I said, you know, I'm going to have my team do the same thing, start over again. Fill out, they've been on Redox for 6 months, a year, 5 years, baseline where you are today. And start over, and then just add the nutritionals, and let's just track the progress. And we're seeing some incredible things happen, Terry. It's exciting, and from a business perspective, my God, it's huge. I mean, it's ASEA, the drink is going to be, you know, it's been 90% of sales up until now. I can see the day where it's going to be 50% of the sales because of the nutritionals.
And you said, now look, you've got me intrigued because. With what I'm experiencing, and I don't know how to kind of put a finger on it, but and you said how you're fired up about life, Max. What should people see basically there?
Well, it's energy. I think, and Alan was flipping out about it. He was giddy. I don't hear him get really giddy. I mean, he was just flipping out about life, Max, and he's like, this is amazing. Because he didn't have a dramatic response with ASEA. He just didn't.
Right.
He told me he didn't. He goes, you know what, I'm perfect proof of you don't have to have your dramatic experience to make $1 million a year in this business because you just see it in other people. But I didn't have mine, and I felt a little left out, and then I just accepted it. But he said, life, Max, man, my energy is through the roof. I feel fantastic. And so it's nice that it's a combination of a lot of things. It's not just one thing in there. I mean, the one thing about the nutrition, I always tell people, look, you might find some people that can't take all of our nutritionals, and that's because of one thing, allergic reaction. Anybody can be allergic to anything. It's impossible to be allergic to ASEA because it's in us, but you've got these products that have several components, and they're all powerful. Someone might have an allergy to some one of the grasses or kale or something, and they may not be able to take one of the nutritionals, and if that happens, don't flip out about it. That's the world of nutrition. That's what everybody has to deal with. We've been kind of spoiled with ASEA that nobody can be allergic to it, but these are very, very, very powerful nutritionals. And if anybody that's listening or you have prospects, have them take the fact sheet and the bottle to someone they know who's a nutritionist, like, you know, a good nutritionist, and have them tell them what they think about what this product is. Every nutritionist I've taken it to in ASEA and out of ASEA are like, this is remarkable. Like Dr. Carolyn Hoff in my group, she's a naturopath. She's like, I always find something in a product that I don't like. There's always something. It's like, well, why did they put that much in there? Where did they get that from? That source where they got the source of that is not good. And it's always pros versus cons. And she said, there's no cons in this. It's all pros.
Wow. So, Dave, I know you got a lot of things kind of going on, and we do feel the movement in us. And, you know, and we've in this industry as a whole, the people that's been around it or they've heard about it, they always talk about this momentum and this, that, and the other. And I always tend to share with people, say, guys, look, you better let everybody you know you're a part of this company because, guys, it's coming. This isn't some kind of different company. We hold the exclusive rights to Redox. We're a cellular health company. And this company truly has our act together and is coming right now. If somebody's getting started today, David, what would you share with them? I mean, if you, you know, what would you like to share with the people? Because there's a lot of people listening in that's been in for a long time, longer, let's say, not necessarily long. And then there's people just getting started today. What would you like to share with them in closing for yourself?
I honestly, you know, it's kind of like the product. You know, I didn't think of it until just now when you said that, whether it's you've been on it for a long, you've been in for a while or not. But baseline your life instead of your health. Baseline where you are right now with stress in your life. How much do you stress about money and what's causing the stress about money? Where are you stressing about when you're going to be able to retire from your job? Baseline how much you like your job on a scale of 1 to 10. Baseline if you had $10 million in the bank, would you keep doing what you're doing? And baseline everything in your life, and what that's going to do is that's going to solidify your why as to why you're going to do this. Because the one thing I told Cindy, well, Nancy and Dick were doing the call for them, but I said the one thing I knew, and I think we talked about this, is that, excuse my French, but the hell if I was going to regret missing this train. Mm-hmm. There was no way I was going to miss this. The minute I saw what this product did, just the drink even before the gel for human beings, I'm like, man, this stuff is different. It's patented. I know about it before virtually everybody else. And this thing is going to be huge, and I am not blowing this. And, you know, you envision it's going to be a straight shot. My man, I remember Trish was making, you know, I think 12,000 a week then. Now she's making a hell of a lot more. I'm like, man, I'm going to shoot to that. and you know, we talked about it. We didn't shoot to it, you know, but it's happening now. And it's because we kept our head down, and we kept focused on what we had to do. We didn't look sideways. We didn't compare ourselves to other people. We just knew, hey, some people could move faster than me. Because maybe they brought in some big networkers that came in. What am I going to do? Say, oh, gee, I don't have any big networkers. It's like, no, okay, they'll come. Maybe they're not coming as fast, but they'll come. And people who just grab onto it and run. And so I'd say just baseline where you're at, identify your why, and then be coachable. I mean, just don't go do it yourself. You got a great team. Good God. I think you got the fastest moving team in the entire North American market, Terry. I mean, everybody's kind of watching what you guys are doing. Everybody's moving forward, but you're like leading the pack. And your team has you and your diamonds on your team. And just be coachable. Lock in. Be consistent. Do something every day. Have your to-do list. Tonight, when you hang up the phone, everybody should have their to-do list for tomorrow. Don't wake up in the morning and then try to figure out what you're going to do. It feels good to go to bed, knowing who you're going to call tomorrow. Other things will fall in play. I mean, even if you're doing it part-time, just know what you have to get done tomorrow, you know. And I think December 1st, you guys are having a big event. I'm going to be down there. Debbie Wetzler is going to be there. Everybody should be focusing on day-to-day activities, getting people to events, either in homes or whatever's going on, Thursday night meetings, but with the goal, if you're in the Dallas area anyway, to be driving people to Dallas. If you're not in the Dallas area, then you're driving people to Envision. But just do the day-to-day activity and just know what here's the other thing. What's your option? You know, if you're not where you want to be in life, what's your plan? What are you going to do? What's going to come along, or what are you going to do to be making six or seven figures a year residually and have time freedom and to do the things that you want to do? I venture to say very few people on this line are going to say, oh, I've got some other really good options. And maybe you do, but I think 99% of people will never have all these stars aligned, being in the right place at the right time, and have the support team to help you to get to where you want to be. So I'd say everyday consistency, my friend. That's how I did it, and I think that's how you did it too.
David, thank you so much for taking time. Give Wendy a big hug. Look forward to seeing you guys in Ireland. And like I said, thanks for – I know you've been slammed all night doing conference calls, and I appreciate it. And I know it's 10 o'clock where you are, at least 10:30 now. Man, thanks for taking the time. Look forward to seeing you here in about a week.
Hey, my pleasure, Terry. Thanks for popping on our call. My team loves you. And we'll have some good times in Ireland, my friend. Say hi to Aaron.
You bet. Yeah, we'll do. Hey, guys, make sure to get this out to your peeps as soon as you possibly can. Look, each and every week we bring something to the call to give you a little bit more taste of what it was like, to give an understanding that some of these people you're listening to, they did go through a struggle, and you have to go through a struggle to become strong. But everybody, every single week, you hear the same story. This is something different. And what we're starting to see, for those of y'all been a part of our business for since the beginning, for the past few years, We're in it right now, guys, and you want to make sure you're sharing with people as much as you possibly can. Leverage the tools, keep things simple, and make things go vertical as fast as you possibly can. Make sure you're using three ways. Last week we covered three-way calls, and we've got a lot of people listening to that, got a lot of information from that. Make sure you listen to that and start leveraging the tools that you have in front of you. Our success has always come from leveraging tools, leveraging third party. And I always like to tell people, the bigger I am, the less I make, and the less I am, the more I make. So guys, wherever you are in your SEO journey right now, I'm telling you guys, especially just getting going, you know enough. Just leverage AmazingMolecules.com, know your tool set. Go to AmazingMolecuesTraining.com, watch the training. The Cycle of Success, that one page, it has everything on that page. And then every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central, every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central, Alan Noble does Discover ASEA. So you go to DiscoverASEA.com. He spends 30 minutes and takes you through the journey. And that call this Thursday is going to be live. He's going to keep it recorded for the next 2 weeks, because next week we will be in Ireland. So you can leverage it at any time. You can go back to DiscoverASEA.com. Get people around the TV, watch it, leverage the tools. Now, another thing, next Monday we will not have the call. The Diamonds will be in Ireland. This will be the only time we don't have a call. And then I want you to make sure you have on your calendar December 1st. In Dallas, Texas, we have booked a large venue, thanks to Leland Duck. We have a venue that can hold quite a few people. It has a nice amphitheater-type setting. You'll have Dr. Silverman there. You have Triple Diamond Debbie Wetzler there. There's also a Millionaire Club. Has one of the best stories I've ever heard in the company. Leland Duck will be there. Dr. Maureen Hayes. Jim and Ann Glenn will be there. Guys, several different platinums and the golds and all these different people will be there. So make sure you have that under your calendar. We will get the flyer out tomorrow. We'll have the Eventbrite set up tomorrow. Make sure you get your tickets on order ASAP, because the first step to success is making a commitment. So buy your ticket and don't kick it down the road, because once you do that, you're committed. And you can get as many people there. Guest at this one, December 1st, they will be free. Guests will be free. This is the first time and maybe the only time we will be able to do this. The event will be from 1 until 5:30. The first 45 minutes, we'll make sure that the guests have a good rundown of what this company is, what we do, and everything about it. But the whole day, from the training to everything, is welcome to guests at the same time. Because, guys, when it comes to this event, December 1st, we are going to light you up and give you the tools to make sure you have the simple, basic understanding of how to build this as far as you want to build this. Get this out to your people as fast as you possible. Again, look forward to seeing everybody on the SEO Highway. Guys, everybody have a great day. See you soon.